Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by Blog Talk today to hear an exciting topic that we have for you today. And before we start our topic, we have a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for every caller that will come on the air today, everyone that would like to participate and say something on the topic today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise in advance for it, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you, and we glorify you, Lord Jesus. To each and every person that tune in, dear Heavenly Father, bless them. Bless their homes, Lord. Bless their families, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Direct their steps, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that is said today that draw them closer to you, dear Heavenly Father, that will not only give them information, but will give them a transformation in their lives, dear Heavenly Father. This prayer we say in Jesus' divine will, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is in the time of need. And our scripture is coming from Hebrew, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse. And it reads thus as, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I mean, God is so good this morning in time of need. And he asking us, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Well, you know, as I was reading that today and this week, I discovered after God created the world, he rested the 7 days. He also blessed the 7 day and hallowed it. You'll find that in Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 11th verse also, Exodus, the 31st chapter, and the 17th verse. You know, God rested and was refreshed. Today, God's people rest on the first day of the week to commemorate Jesus' resurrection. How refreshing it is to worship and be renewed spiritually. You know, I started picking out some of the words in Hebrews 4 and 16. I picked out grace. I picked out mercy. And a little bit on mercy. You know, mercy is compassion. Pouring out on needed people. But the mercy of God, which he expects us to mold, goes one step further. God's mercy is undeserving favor. Even when we don't deserve mercy, God still extends it to us. Our sin and rebellion against God deserve his punishment, but instead, he offers us forgiveness and eternal life. If God was merciful toward us despite our sin, how merciful should we be toward those who have wronged us? I thought before we get into the meat of it that I would pick some words out that's in this scripture today. And just talk briefly on some of these things. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. And so I picked out grace today and mercy. And I'm going to talk a little bit about grace. Grace is undeserving favor. It is mercy when we don't expect it or deserve it. The Bible tells us how God has extended grace to us by offering us salvation, eternal life with him for free. We don't have to do anything to earn it. In fact, We can't earn it or buy it. We simply accept it by believing that Jesus, God's Son, died for our sin. So we won't have to have God's unmerited act of grace is an example of how we are to extend grace to others. We are to be quick to forgive, haste in extending kindness, generosity and love, even when others don't deserve it. So today we are talking about, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, as you think about that in time of need, so many of us have needs. We have spiritual needs, financial needs, material needs. But whatever you have today, we know you have a need. So today, we're talking about in times of need. You know, as we look through the scripture and think about the needs that we have, God has placed in us special spiritual needs, spiritual gifts that allow us to do the work he calls us to do. You know, in 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10, it's saying, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once was not a people, but now you are the people of God. You have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Ah, my. When you think about in time of need, you know, God has also provided an eternal rest. And I'm just going to switch phones because for some reason, it seemed like we don't have enough power today. Praise be to God. We decree and we declare today that this program will go on despite whatever problem may have occurred because God is in charge. He is the head. Praise be to God. So as I was saying before we got cut off, God has also provided an eternal rest and an eternal unrest. Today's Bible really warns us to fear lest we come short of inheritance. You know, if we come short of it, we will be externally short. What a keen warning. You know, verse 2 indicates that those who come short do not accept by faith the things they hear. God and good sound teaching need to be mixed with good sound faith. My. I have some callers that have came on. And please forgive us being knocked out of the system, but we are back on. And if you would like to come on, just press 1 on your keypad where you can speak, and I will bring you on. No, Jesus is the one. Hold on. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Good morning. How you doing, sis?
I am blessed. I'm sorry for the the little inconvenience on whatever happened with the volume. But can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Praise God. Well, welcome
to
the show today.
This is Cliff.
Yes, welcome, Minister Cliff from Arkansas.
Thank you.
Did you want to share something in time of need this morning from Hebrews 4:16?
Well, I just had a thought that I want to share with you, and it may or may not coincide with what you're talking about. But when you talk about needs, I saw a story yesterday, right? But last week it said that what if Jesus said no to the crucifixion on the cross? And when I looked at that, I thought about that, and he said he had every right to say no because he didn't have to die for us. But that was a need that he not want. That was a need that he not only had to do, but he wanted to do. And I for one am so glad that he wanted to die for our for my sins. And I'm glad that he thought of me to do that. You know, so I needed him to die for me personally. So that's my need.
Yeah.
My major need, because without the blood, I would not be here today. I'm going to stop that too.
That's right.
I should be dead a long time ago. But it's by his grace and mercy, I'm still alive. God willing, 40 years old next month. And by I'm thanking him in advance for that birthday. And as a matter of fact, first month, I'm celebrating the whole from May 1st to May 31st. I'll celebrate. Because I should, Lord have mercy. Don't get me started. Okay, let me calm down.
The listening audience about the need in the time of need. You know, just share with them what God has put on your heart.
Well, that was my time of need for him to die. You know, I mean, I could go to a lot of things about what I needed for him to do even to this day. We'll need more time than whatever you got. But, you know, I'm just thankful that my need, first and foremost, was met on a hill called Calvary. So, yeah.
That's right. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much. And that way you share with someone else that listening in may have not dialed the number. And for those that may need the number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. I have another caller that would like to come on also. Let me bring them in. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Praise the Lord, great overseer. How you doing?
I am blessed in the Lord. How are you, Prophet?
This is Prophet Andrew Sims by the way of Atlanta, Georgia, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'd just like to make a slight comment about this Hebrews 4:16.
Yes, sir.
It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there's a lot of us, great overseer, that's falling real short.
Yes, sir.
But we may find grace in the time of need because we don't prepare for war in the time of peace.
All right.
There's no way in the world that I can come boldly to the throne of grace if I'm just going to come to the throne of grace when I have a need.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come to the throne of grace before I have a need in order to be able to obtain the boldness that is necessary for me to be able to receive the help that I desire. The reason why the body of Christ, great overseer, is in the shape that it is now, we don't ever cry wolf until the wolf comes.
All right.
And when the wolf comes, we like the three pigs because we haven't set up anything and we haven't done anything to prepare to get help in the need. So I serve notice as a prophet to the body of Christ is to quit waiting so long until we have a need and start preparing for war in the time of peace So as the minister was just speaking, you know, we should be on the offensive. But every time I look around in the body of Christ, look like we the tail all the time. We keep saying we keep saying that we the head, but all the time all I see is tails. So it's like this here. The only reason why we see so many tails are not preparing for the war and the time of peace to get the help that we need. So it's not difficult to tell. Just like the minister was telling me, you know, 3 weeks ago, one of the reasons why come he was the tail is because of the fact that simply this, that he was waiting till the time to begin the fight, to recognize and realize that he had fight in him. It was too late then. And so when you look at how the people treated him in the church, if he knew through a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge according to the gifts of the Holy Ghost, then he would have been prepared for this when he needed the help. He couldn't get the help because he wasn't fighting. So this is what happens. It tells you in the 16th verse that you got to be prepared to get the help that you need at the time of grace. Now, where does grace come from? Grace is not going to come from me. It's not going to come from me. It's going to come from the one that gives grace. So if the Holy Ghost sees that you haven't applied for grace, that means you don't get no grace. So I have noticed right now to the body of Christ and to the listeners of this program, this is the reason why we the tail all the time. We're falling behind in our money, finances. We're falling behind in our spirituality. We're falling behind in our... The devil don't like this. He don't like this kind of thing. We falling behind. We the tail on everything. And we faking it till we make it because of the fact that simply this, we don't prepare for war in the time of peace.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. Prophet Sam. Because, you know, I was listening to you. Grace, the scripture was saying, come bold into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And that is so true. We have to have, grace begun with God and is given freely by God. And his graciousness to us, it's our example for extending grace and mercy to others. And grace cannot be earned. It is freely given. And, I mean, Jesus. And when she was talking about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, you know, when the Holy Spirit come following these laws, you know, which didn't earn salvation but simply illustrate what the life transformed by the Holy Spirit would be like. And with the coming of Jesus, we no longer have to slavish, you know, follow these laws because by God's grace, we have been transformed on the inside that we want to live pure lives for him. And, you know, our ultimate need is not for information. We can get a lot of information, but what we need is transformation. And I mean, that is just so profound. As you see it day in and day out, all the men and women of God that's in the body of Christ.
What the right over?
Go ahead.
Right over there.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask this question. I'm finna shake up some things, and a lot of people are really gonna get upset by what it is the prophet is finna say. I'm finna say something now that's I want to make sure that anybody's listening, if they got any toupees on or any wigs or anything like that, if they got any dentures in or anything like that, they need to take all of this stuff out and take all of this stuff off because I'm finna shake. OK. Okay, here goes the question, right fast. It talks about grace here twice in that verse, right?
Yes, sir.
It says that, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Now, it's telling you that you have to first recognize and realize where the throne of grace is. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
In other words, you can't come to the throne of grace unless you know where the throne of grace is at.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how in the world is a tail going to know where to go to find grace at? It's a head to have eyes to see to where to go to the throne of grace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the statistics, the stats reveal that we are the tail because we don't even know where to go to obtain grace. Now, if we don't know where to go to obtain grace, then how in the world, according to this 16th verse, are we going to be able to find grace? Now, if a tree, great overseer, is known by the fruit that it bears, and I'm looking out at this apple tree that's got coconuts growing on it, then it lets me know that, first of all, that grace is supposed to be something that God gives to you, to where you don't have to work for it. But it tells you now that if you don't know where to go to get the grace, then how God is going to give it to you unmerited and unfavored? He can't give it to you. Because you don't know where to find it. So all you got to do is look at the body of Christ, great overseer, and it revealed to you that we're just the tails. And grace, when you look at about unmerited favor, it is not unmerited favor because there's something that you got to do in order to be able to find this grace. And you sure can't find this grace being no tail. I ain't never seen a tail with some eyes. Somebody in the body of Christ can show me wherever there's a tail and has some eyes, then I'm going to resign my position as a prophet of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what religion it is, I've never seen a tail with some eyes. So I just had to bring that up, you know. But
yes, sir.
Said before, it's not going to be too many rebuttals to come in on something like this here, because the proof is quite evident. It's not going to be debate, this great overseer, because I've never seen a tail that have eyes. And so as you can see, we got the blind leading the blind in this situation.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And as you were saying that, when we broke it down, when you said, let us therefore come, so I broke it down, come, bold on the throne of God. You know, come, it's the same Greek where it's translated meaning draw near. And because of Christ's priestly work, believers can approach God's presence. And the writer of Hebrews is expressing the openness of God's call in Christ. Come, you know, boldly, it's the same word that is rendered confidence and mean plainness of speech, fearlessness, or courage. And believers should courageously approach God in prayer. And because he is the throne of grace and our high priest sits at his right hand, interceding for us. Mm-hmm. My. And as we were talking about that mercy, you know, mercy is unique to God. And when we show mercy, we reveal godliness. For he is the source of mercy. My. As I was reading that, and as we were breaking it down, and I was listening to what you said, you know, because
We one may have one understand another, but when we hear it and put it in our consciousness and start feasting on what the Word of God is saying to us in this same verse, it's talking about prayer is our approach to God in time of need. Prayer, that means we to always pray, not just when something happened right then. We should have been praying. As the old saints used to say, pray in season and out of season, all the means to catch the sea. So when things come up, you've got prayers that stored up. You ain't just waiting till that event happened. You know, prayer is our approach to God. And we ought to come boldly. And some Christians approach God meekly with their heads hung down and hung low, afraid to ask him to meet their needs. God is not going to meet your need unless you open your mouth. Sure, he knows what's going on with you. But you have a mouth that you can open and ask God for whatever it is that you need and that you want. And, you know, in time of need. See, you done prayed prayers. You done asked him in advance. You didn't wait till then. You didn't wait till the battle was over. We're going to shout now for the victory. And the battle ain't even started. We're going to start shouting right now for the victory. You know, others pray flippantly, you know, giving little thought to what they say. But come with reverence because he is your king. But also come with bold assurance because he is your friend and your counselor. He's your father. He's your comforter. He's your all in all. You can come to him. You don't have to wait till something that happened or occurred to come to God. If you're coming to God daily or during the day, you're reading that word. You're staying in that word. You're coming to him boldly, to the throne of God. And you're going to find, you're going to obtain mercy. You're going to find grace when you need it. My. Somebody else wanted to say something on that? I mean, God. Ooh, glory.
I got something to say, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Brother Man, is he still on the line?
Huh?
Hello? Is the guy still on the line?
Yeah, we here.
Oh, man, bless you, brother. That blessed me. I was in the background laughing. We said that tales and I.
Oh, well, Prophet Sam spoke.
Yeah, that is so true. But what I wanted to say, what I was going to say was that, you know, like every day, like we're about to celebrate Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. I had a small debate about a half hour ago or so with the guy that kept saying Easter. I said, well, I like to say Easter. But me personally, I start saying Resurrection Sunday because it is what
okay.
It is. He resurrected from the grave. I never saw in the Word of God that Jesus died on a hill called Calvary for 3 days and got up and he Eastered up. No, he resurrected. He got up. And if he wanted to debate or argue with me, I said, well, man, this is my own opinion. You say what you want to say because that's what you believe in. But you cannot downplay or downgrade me for saying what I really feel how it should be told. I'm not going to lie to my kids for God willing in the future to say, well, you know what, the Easter eggs and the Easter bunny, they all happen the same day. The devil is a lie. We may have celebrated it as kids, but now that we're full grown and know his truth, I'm going to call it what it is, Resurrection Sunday. So that is my second need that I resurrected, because, like I said, when God didn't have to send his son to die for us, at the same time,
that's right.
He didn't have to get up for us. So I don't just celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection on a Sunday. I celebrate it every day of my life, all year round. So despite what other people, I'm sorry, I'm going to call them fools, I'm sorry, Lord forgive me. Despite what other people say, that's foolish to say what it ain't, because that's what the world says. But if you're a true Christian, or if you're not a Christian just yet, but you know his word for yourself, call it what it is. I'm not going to downgrade or water down God's word, because he didn't want his blood for me. The blood is still strong. There's a song by Sean Mitchell, the guy who sings, "No, nobody greater than you." on his first CD, he got a song called The Blood Still Works. Oh, my God. It is so, so powerful. I was in my car crying and giving him prayer. I don't care who saw me. Look, he's crazy. Yeah, I am crazy. Crazy for Jesus. And you are me too.
That's right. That's right.
I know what he did for me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I know where I came from the hood, surrounded by gangs and drugs and pimps and prostitutes. I know where God brought me from. I just think that I'm not one of those people. Oh, I did join gangs. I went there very long because God brought me out. People say, how did you get out? God brought me out. I didn't get jumped in. I didn't get jumped out. But God died and he called Calvary for me and saved my soul and something that which I have that he saw for me to do at this time and age. Because at 18 to 23 years old, I was in a gang life, I was trying to buy gang, trying to be like them, trying to glorify them. No, 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 God said, no, no, I am pulling you out. When you said, come, draw nigh, if God didn't draw nigh to us, we wouldn't draw nigh to him. He made the first move, not us.
Yes.
Great overseer.
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful what man was saying. That's really wonderful. It's wonderful to hear a young man with that kind of vigor and enthusiasm, wisdom, and knowledge. It is.
Yes, yes.
Now, when you look at the fact that you profess and claim to be a Christian, a child of God, what happens when you need help and can't get help? What is it saying that you, child of God, that you need help, you asking for help, and you can't get no help? That's safe. What does that actually saying, when you need help, you asking for help, you won't help, and you're a Christian, and you come to find out that there's no mercy available to you? You come to find out that no grace available to you. What is that actually saying?
Jesus. As you were saying that, prophet, and you're a Christian, and you asking for help, you want help, and the people you go to don't give you any help, and you know they can't give you help. I mean, that's a hurting thing. That's very hurting. And that shows you where you thought they were at, that they are not.
Now, you experienced this the last 3 months.
I sure have, Prophet.
Where there was there was no grace, there was no mercy, there was no grace, and you needed help, but there was no grace, no mercy there as a Christian. So what does that say?
For me, I had to just continue on leaning and depending on God. He was my source. I knew I could not depend on people because they had showed me. As I was saying, our ultimate need is not the information. They couldn't even give me the information. What's more, being transformation. And that showed me, all right, I know my head eyes in Jesus. He had to do that for me to show what they was working with. And I found out they wasn't working with a thing.
So you wasn't able to get any help in the time of need, am
no,
I right?
No, sir, I wasn't able to get any help.
So where was the mercy and the grace at then?
I was feeling probably like it had been fell on the stony ground.
Help us, Jesus.
So,
did you feel like the tail instead of the head?
At one point, I did. I did feel like the tail. I'm not going to tell no tale. Yes, I did.
You have to tell the truth, great overseer, because, see.
That's right, and I'm telling the truth. That's just the way I feel.
All the
and I had to go to God and say, God, what's going on?
All the people, great overseer, that you were helping by the grace of God, all
yes.
the that you were helping by the mercy of God,
yes.
when there came a time of need for you, you came to find out that you were the tail instead of the head.
That's right.
Now, you all together now know how to go to the throne of grace now, boldly,
yes,
without any distraction for what it is you've got to do. So you know exactly
that's right.
where you going to get your help from now, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. I sure do know. I lived through that for 3 months.
You found out that the help that where you thought you was getting it from, you didn't get none at all, did you?
No, sir. I sure did not.
God be the glory.
And I let the world know. Huh. And, it, you know, the enemy wanted to try to come in and make it feel like, you know, all my work was in vain. But I knew my work wasn't in vain. But I was looking at the wrong thing. I know who my source is and who my sure enough source can do. But the carnal mind that would say, you know, well, maybe I can go to this one or I can go to that. But you got to keep that spiritual mind on the move, because that carnal and that fleshly mind, no siree. You'll find out what a person working with in your time of need.
Praise God.
But those that say they sold out for Christ, they said yes to Jesus and no to the world in time of need. You, they say, let them stand up and be kind. You're fine. Just like God was writing in the sand. Nobody knew what he was writing. I just paraphrased that part with what we sang. When all of them was accusing the woman, and when she looked up, he looked up, all her accusers was gone. That's the same way about in time of need. When you look around, all of, I'll be there for you, I'll do, I'll help you. But when your time of need comes, in your midnight hour, you can't shake him with a stick, you can't get one to fall out the sack or nothing. You're left standing alone. But my God, but my God, he shall supply every need. He will come through.
Praise God.
Every time, right on time. And
so
then they didn't
where...
have time, then couldn't come through, trying to ease themselves back in, but too late. Sorry. It's a new chapter. It's a new kid on the block. It's new thinking. God has endowed me with the word. More love and more power. So you know, I see what you was working with. I see where you was shaking, taking, and baking. Jesus. In time of need. My.
So,
you know?
Do you know now where the throne of grace is? Can you tell me where the throne of grace is now?
The throne of grace now?
Yes, ma'am.
Should have been automatically is with Jesus.
Praise
totally.
The name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey, Holy Father.
I can speak boldly about what I know.
You
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All them thrones of grace you was going to, right ones, was it?
Yeah. No, sir. Woo.
Thank you.
If anybody want to know, just contact me on Blog Talk. I'll gladly tell you.
Praise God.
Since you're just coming in the 12 minutes we have left, in time of need, you'll find out what you're working with, who you're working with, in a time of need. Because I knew all the while the throne of grace was with God. When I think about not only listening to Minister Cliff when he was speaking about the blood of Jesus, he shed his blood on Calvary's cross for me. When I think about all the things that I went through, but nobody was standing there, everything I went through, but Jesus.
Praise God.
I didn't have nobody to go on my behalf but Jesus and the angels. So I started learning how to call my angels out, all the angels that he gave me, start giving them tasks and places and things that I needed them to do for me at the throne of God, at the throne of grace, that I may attain mercy.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I know how to find that grace in the time of need. So, see, I stay at the throne of Jesus, at his feet. So when the time of need come, he's the one that'll open the door.
You better watch. State overseer, you better watch out.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, God. Yes, God.
And you know, when I think about when we proclaim this concept, when we call Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us, he identified with us in our human predicament. Jesus identified with us not only in our joy, but also in our sorrow, also in our poverty, also in our hunger, in our suffering. Not one of us is hurt, but that he is hurt. He knows and understands disappointment. He went through it. He understands our agony. He went through it. He understands our rejection. He went through it. Jesus, Jesus. You know, and as the great high priest, he is moving with the feeling of our infirmity. You know, Hebrews 4:16 tell us again. And tell us, come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whatever you may be going through right now, those who are listening out at this broadcast right now, whatever you may be going through, just remember that Jesus, he felt it too. He's feeling it. And we sang this about our empathy on the high priest. Right now, whereas we getting ready to celebrate the resurrection. It's all about Jesus. It's not about a pagan God as Easter. It's about a live, risen Savior. There's not an hour that is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He went through it. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. He's a great high priest. We can come to him boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy. And find grace to help us in time of need. Don't look to your friends. Don't look to your family. Look to Jesus.
Preach, overseer, preach.
Look to Jesus for whatever you're going through. Your ultimate need is not for information. You can get information anywhere, but you need transformation. And until you've been transformed, Jesus, you got to go through the fire sometime. You got to know what does say the Lord.
Preach over there.
And once you've been put through the test, nobody, not a devil in hell, can tell you no different. You know what God brought you through.
Preach over
there. You know, some of us suffer from inner despair, unexplainable, yet, you know, dreadful feeling of emptiness. You're going through the same thing God went through. He was empty. He had emptiness, loneliness, and fear. Others suffer from sheer boredom of daily routine. We rebel against doing the same unbearable, mundane task over and over again. Suddenly we can't stand to go to certain places, office, talk with friends on the phone. But you know, it come at a time in your life where he will move people, places, and things. He will give you what you need, when you need it. We have somebody that just came on. Let me bring this person on.
Hello? Hello.
Good morning. You are now on the air.
Good morning. I was calling in for prayer, and I was listening to your message, and I was going to pray for my finances. God has been able, and I know he can do it. I just want to pray for the release of my finances from the Lord. I know he's able, and he has been taking care of me all the time.
Yes, ma'am. May we ask you, who's called? Would you like to give your name, where you're from?
Yeah.
If not,
Sister
that's
Rick,
quite
from,
all right.
From Virginia. From Virginia. Sister Rick's from Virginia.
From Virginia? Okay, then.
Yeah.
Praise God. So glad that you took out from your business schedule to listen to the program today. And we're going to pray for you right now, baby.
Thank
you. Oh, gracious Father. We come right now, dear Heavenly Father, lifting up our sister from Virginia, dear Heavenly Father. You already know what she needs, dear Heavenly Father. You said to call on you in time of need, dear Heavenly Father. And she called in, dear Heavenly Father, for a prayer for her finances.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, I decree and I declare this day that you open up every door for her today, dear Heavenly Father. Everything that she needs in her life, dear Heavenly Father, not only the finances, dear Heavenly Father, but we decree and declare today, dear Heavenly Father, that everything that she's going through, dear Heavenly Father, that have brought her to this point, dear Heavenly Father, in her life, dear Heavenly Father, we decree and we declare it, that you come in, dear Heavenly Father, lift her up, lift her spirit up. Open up her pocketbook, dear Heavenly Father. Let the rain come down in it, dear Heavenly Father. Send the finances in from the east, the north, the south, and the west, dear Heavenly Father. Give her what she needs, dear Heavenly Father. You already know what she needs, dear Heavenly Father. She tuned in to today, dear Heavenly Father, because she had a need, dear Heavenly Father. She's coming boldly to you, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to come to her need right now with the grace and mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Let her know, dear Heavenly Father, it's all about you. It's not about us, dear Heavenly Father. We are just a channel that you can use, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to reach somebody, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about us. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. We magnify you, and we sure enough glorify you, dear Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, dear Heavenly Father. Only you, dear Heavenly Father, that we will worship, dear Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
We give you praise in advance right now. You do it for in her life right now, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
With everything or anything that just been information she been receiving, Lord, today, Lord, let her have transformation in her life, dear Heavenly Father. Let her hear the word of God and adhere to the word of God today, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you in advance for this sister today and anyone else that may be listening in that may not have called in, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
You strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father, where she weak, dear Heavenly Father. Raise her up, dear Heavenly Father, today, dear Heavenly Father. Give her a determined mind, dear Heavenly Father, to keep on searching you and seeking you ever the more, dear Heavenly Father, because you're standing right there by, dear Heavenly Father. We command angels right now on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father, to go before, dear Heavenly Father. You know what bill need to pay? You know whatever things she need right now, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you are right now God, dear Heavenly Father. And we summon every angel right now on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father, to come to her rescue. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me get a little bit of that, too. Can I get a little bit of that?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a little bit of that for her?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna show you what kind of God we serve, okay? As being a prophet of a true and living God.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I'm gonna decree, declare, and dispatch immediately.
Ooh, Jesus,
angels
hallelujah.
Come forth to show you in 24 hours.
Ooh, Jesus.
You're gonna have a financial breakthrough to come to you.
Ooh, Jesus,
to let
hallelujah.
You know that the God that we serve answers by prayer. And God that you serve is an on-time God. You ain't got
yes.
to wait 6 months,
yes.
two or three
yes.
days. You're going to get a notice in the next 12 hours that you're going to have a supernatural breakthrough financially.
Jesus.
And don't forget where you got it from. Be sure. Let me show you what I mean by this. There's no accident that
Jesus.
You made call today at this time.
Jesus,
there
hallelujah.
Was no incident. The Lord knew that you would call at this time, but he also knew that you got in touch with the right people in order for his power and his anointing to show up and
Jesus.
To show out. So we're grateful in advance because we know without a shadow of a doubt that within the next 12 hours that you're going to get a supernatural breakthrough. Now, what we're going to need you to do is to call back with a praise report, because by the grace of God, Andrew Sims, the prophet, by the grace of God, nothing has fallen to the ground since the Lord has ordained me, anointed me, and appointed me as an ambassador to represent him. So you call and give the great overseer praise. You need to get her number.
Yeah, well, what's your name, prophet? Prophet what now? What's your name, prophet? Yes.
My name is Prophet Andrew Sims, but you don't need my name now. You need her
okay.
name
okay.
to give
okay.
her praise report to let her know that the reason why that you made this call,
uh-huh.
that God could be glorified because he knows mm-hmm. your needs already. So what
yes.
we're proving to you
Ooh,
that
Jesus.
Because of the need that you have,
yes.
your need has already been met. What
Ooh.
We are as ambassadors because, see, there are some people There are some people, evangelists, listen to me carefully, that can speak things that God mm-hmm. honors, according
yeah.
to what the Lord told Saul. There
mm-hmm.
are some things that God is going to honor whatever he speaks because the favor that's on their life.
Yes.
So I serve notice to you today within 12
yes.
hours.
You're right
you
down, prophet. You're right
break.
Down within 12 hours. Within 12
hours.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get a supernatural breakthrough. And you call the great overseer and let her know. You don't need to call me because I already know.
You can club out a supernatural breakthrough in my finances, Prophet.
In your finances.
Jesus, Prophet.
You call the great
overseer. As long as you got the faith, God's got the power, baby.
Right. See, she don't have to have no faith. Now, come on now. Let me show you what I mean. She don't need no faith. See, when the centurion came to Jesus, the person that needed the breakthrough, he didn't have no faith.
Jesus, you got to say so, Prophet.
It's the person that is representing the individual that needs
yes.
the door open.
Yes.
Y'all
yes,
listen to
yes.
There were many people standing in the gap for other people that
yes.
ain't never saw Jesus. They never saw Jesus or heard from Jesus, but they got the breakthrough.
Yes.
I'm trying to say to y'all is this here. It's the person that God uses that opens the door for those.
I know that's right.
At the right time. Now, let me show you what I mean by this right fast, y'all. All right,
okay.
Lady from Virginia, how many times have you actually called this number?
It's my first time, Prophet.
Do you see what I'm telling you, great overseer? So
yes,
it was
sir.
The Holy Ghost that allowed Holy her,
Ghost.
That whispered in her ear, that regulated her mind because of the things that she needed. So
yeah.
the Holy
yeah.
Ghost regulated her mind by the angels that directed her was the one that showed her that she needed to call. She don't need no faith. The faith is already here. Praise
yeah.
the Holy Ghost for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Understand that this ain't no game. This is accountability. I put my position online. I put my status as a prophet online to decree and declare that if it don't come to pass, then I got to quit my job.
Woo, Jesus.
For the foundation of the world that God has appointed me. That's why I come. I can boldly go and say, the Lord that I've got, he answers my sighs. Do y'all hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
We talk about accountability. We ain't talking about chucking and diving, no slipping and sliding and peeping and hiding now. We speaking this up front. It ain't under the table like a lot of these
people. That's right. That's right.
This is on top of the table prophecy.
I receive it. I receive a prophecy.
So,
I receive a prophecy because I've been trying to get me a house. Yes, I have. I need it. I've been trying to get a house prophet, and I just need this.
All you got to do is do what the Lord, just start thanking the Lord for
Thank
the
you.
Breakthrough. Start thanking him right now.
Yeah.
Your
Thank
blessing
you for the breakthrough.
Already on the horizon. That's all you got to do.
Thank,
Thank
you.
Him right there. That's
Thank
the
you,
faith.
Jesus.
It's your money. Supernatural.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you get the great overseer's number. You don't have to call me because I already know what's going to happen.
Can I get yours too to tell you?
You don't need mine because I already know. I don't need my number. See, you got the number you need. Now, let me show you what I mean. The number that you need is the Holy Ghost. It ain't the how. It's the who you going to thank. The prophet is just an instrument. I don't need nobody calling me. I need you to call the Lord and thank him. Because, see, I don't know what's going to happen. I ain't trying to build no ministry. I ain't trying to build something that's going to take it away from the Holy Ghost. I'm giving it back where it came from. See, I already know I can write books and be a millionaire. I already know I can have a television show and be riding around in jets. But that, I ain't going to take nothing away from the Holy Ghost. I'm giving it all back to him. That's why I told you not to call me. I don't need you to call me. Call Jesus and thank him.
Thank you.
And yielding to the voice of the Holy Ghost that's in you that told you to call.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We can dance on that, y'all.
Yes.
So you
we can.
You get her number. The prophet is finna fall off because God is gonna get the glory out of this here. I already know
yes,
that.
He is.
Jesus.
Yes, he is.
So thank you, great overseer. I'll talk with you later.
Sir.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. It's 12 o'clock now, Prophet. And remember, God said the prison doors open at 12 midnight.
Jesus. Ooh, glory.
Jesus.
Okay,
let me get your number, Prophet.
Pounds.
Let me get your number. I got it right here, Prophet. Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay.
I'm ready, Prophet.
832.
865.
84.
38. Let me repeat it back to you. What's your last name, Prophet?
Elliot.
Prophet is Elliot. Okay.
832-865-8438. Uh-huh.
Okay. My name is Sister Rick, R-I-C-K-S.
Okay. R-I-C-K-S.
Oh, Rick.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Rick.
All right. All right, Sister Rick.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I am so elated and glad that you came on.
Thank you.
That God, it was God that directed you to this program, to the line. And I thank God today is your day for your breakthrough, baby. Today is your miracle.
Oh, Jesus.
And you, when you get off the line, you just keep thanking God. You just keep thanking God. No matter where you go, what you're doing, you say, God, I thank you for my blessing. I thank you for my blessing. I thank you, Lord. Just keep thanking him.
And I will.
Because it's Jesus. Like when we come on, it's not about us. It's all about Jesus and doing what Jesus say. We just vessels that God is using in this hour to do what he say do.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Can I add to that, too?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Nobody here must miss my voices, but folks that I called that I spoke to our Christians out there in the world who don't appreciate the fact that they don't want to thank God for what didn't happen. I'm about to hurt somebody. I know a few folks who don't like to thank God for what didn't happen because they are too selfish in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the door that did not open for me.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the accident that did not happen,
mm-hmm.
whether I was involved with it or not. I thank God for the actual time that when my mother was attacked by three Rottweilers, they didn't kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for that. I like to thank God for the attack within itself, but I thank God for that we had neighbors around that neighborhood who saw the attack, who shot in the air with their pistols and scared the dogs off. It could have got a whole lot worse. Yes, she got bit and bruised up, but she's still alive to this day.
Amen.
Yes.
You know what? And a lot of folks say, well, and I'm not going to say anybody, but for those of them who do have this attitude, well, I just don't think that should have happened. I ain't going to thank God for nothing. Well, you know what? It could have been a whole lot worse, baby girl, baby boy.
Because God, it's just
funny to me. I don't mean like funny, ha-ha, but it's crazy that God has put his people in a certain geographic area. Because at that moment in time, I was in the same city. I was not at home. I was in my grandma's house, which is an hour and a half away from what we used to say. My brother called and said, you need to come home now. Mama got attacked by three Rottweilers. I was seeing red. The devil himself was scaring me. Because I told the owner of these dogs, keep these dogs up. If not, you're going to have to deal with me. And when I signed up that day, I went to his house knocking. He did not come outside the doorway. He did not come outside at all. Because he knew I was after him. I was so much in a fit of rage that day because of what could have been happening. The only thing that did happen was she was hospitalized, had stitches, got some medication, and she got a lawsuit. She had a lawsuit. It wasn't much, but she got something out of it. But it could have been a whole lot worse. I said, God, thank you for what did not, for what them dogs did not kill my mother. The one you gave me at birth. That you saw me
yes,
living with her
yes,
son.
Yeah.
And when I say I was in another area, had I been at home at that time, at that moment, I would have called the neighborhood Chinese people around the corner and said, hey, I got some more dishes for y'all. Come get these dogs. They dead. And the biggest one was a female, and she was the meanest dog of them all. I would have took her out first. Fighting with, I mean, no guns, no knives, but hand-to-hand combat. So I was just that kicked off. She's scared, I want to say, because we're live on the air. But I was upset.
I want to thank you all for coming on the line today, and may God bless you. May y'all all have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday and a good Friday at your various churches and your cities. And keep lifting up the name of Jesus wherever you are right now. Keep lifting up the name of Jesus. And Miss Rick, Sister Rick, you call me with your praise report because you're going to have one, baby. And I love each and every one of you all. And y'all have a blessed week.
You too.
Bye-bye.